kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan, tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang may-ari ng Mestiza Filipina na mula sa Brisbane na si Dr. Luisa Parkinson. Hello, Luisa!
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. So even though I can't speak Filipino language, I am half Filipina. My family are from Surigao del Norte in Mindanao, so we're Visayan. And I grew up learning Filipino dancing and culture and the language. So when I was a child, I used to do the amin to pay respect to my elders. I am culturally Filipino, even though I don't sound like one. My mom is one of the prominent Filipino cultural dance choreographers and performers here in Brisbane. And she was one of the key people that brought Filipino culture to Brisbane in the 1990s through her cultural dance performance numbers and all the productions that she's put together with her multicultural performances. So she had one of the largest collections of Filipiniana and Filipino clothing, as well as performance costumes in the country. And so I grew up wearing Filipiniana and Filipino clothing for many, many years. It's just part of my wardrobe. And so from that, we began our fashion business. My Tagalog is still not very good, but I'm learning.
No worries. Natin, itong si Dr. Luisa Parkinson ay isang scientist.
Yeah, so before I studied plant pathology and molecular biology. That's what I did my PhD in, and I have an honors degree in biotechnology. Before this business, I had a 10-year career as a scientist. I was the 2024 winner of the Queensland Filipino Excellence Awards for STEM, so that's been a huge achievement. I have a PhD. I worked in research in plant pathology for the University of Queensland. Then I worked in biosecurity as a principal scientist for the Queensland State Government. And then more recently, I was the molecular biologist at the Australian border for federal government biosecurity. It's funny where your career can take you. I'm a scientist turned fashion brand founder. I love both careers, and I had to make the tough decision when the business started taking off to say goodbye to science and try it out as an entrepreneur.
Galing naman ang ating guest dahil talagang tinalikuran niya ang kanyang pagiging scientist nung napansin niya na finally namumuo na yung kursong interest. So I want to know, was it a side hustle initially and then, you know, before you decided to just, okay, it's going to be a full-on business, so I'm going to decide now?
That's such a great question. Yes, it started out as a side hustle. Like, I did not drop my career straight away just to try out this business. So for nearly 3 years, started in 2021. My brother and I co-founded the business. My brother's name is Anthony, and he's the director behind our marketing. My mum is the head of supply chain, and my partner and my dad, they support our business by helping out and giving advice. And my partner, Matt, films our business, for instance. After my 9-to-5 job as a scientist, I would continue into the late hours of the evenings working on Mestiza Filipina. It's an online store, so we work in e-commerce, and I dedicated every spare minute and energy I had while I was working a full-time high-pressure job as a scientist. And yeah, I'm so grateful where we are today because I kept going. It's grown so much. I had to make that tough decision to leave science behind and work in business.
Naisip mo ba na tatalikuran mo ang pagiging scientist? Did that ever occur to you that you would one day say goodbye? You would park, at least park, you're being a scientist?
I have thought about it, yes. Because, you know, 10 years ago, my dream was to be a scientist. But I'm also a very creative person as well. Like, I love fashion. I love dance performances. I love making content on the internet. Like, you'll see my Instagram is full of all the amazing fun things that we do as a business and in Brisbane. So yeah, I think it's just sometimes you just got to try something new. And one of the things about business is there's risk. Like, you have to decide, okay, I've got the safety net of my full-time job that I've worked really hard at. I've got a PhD in it. I've climbed the career ladder. You know, I got to principal scientist level. Should I stay here and keep going, or should I dive into the deep end and try something new? And you got to just trust yourself and go with your heart, what you're passionate about sometimes, but make that calculated risk as well. Like, you should be responsible and think about your finances and set yourself up first, which is what I did. Like, during my time as a scientist, I set myself up. I, you know, purchased a couple of properties. I saved a lot of money. I did all the responsible things to do before I left to do entrepreneurship. It's not just, I didn't just drop everything and decided to try fashion. No, it was a calculated decision with a lot of preparation that led up to this point.
Do you remember capital in setting up this business?
Sometimes you don't need a bank loan or a lot of money to try a business idea. You just got to have some extra cash you can use from saved, you can use to start your business, and that you're willing to spend on that business idea, and you can use the funds from any sales that you made to acquire the next things that you need for your business. So in business, that is called bootstrapping. Business is entirely bootstrapped with no bank loans. And we basically, it all started with one box of stock, Filipiniana garments in a couple of styles and colors. And we tested to see if there was a market for Filipino fashion online. Then we reinvested any revenue back into the business to grow the business. We now sell over 60 products online and have thousands of customers around the world wearing our brand. I'm so proud of what we achieved so far. You don't need much to start. You just have to give it a go.
So now let's talk about the unforeseen expenses that you encountered. Were there any?
Oh yeah. And there always be unforeseen expenses. Running a business is expensive and you need to budget effectively to stay afloat and ensure you're in profit. And fashion in particular is very expensive. So there's fabric and labor and MOQs, minimum order quantities, can really drive costs up. And it's a delicate balance between forecasting what you think will sell and how much to order. So this year alone, for instance, it's cost us in the six figures just to maintain stock levels. And there's many other costs associated with running a fashion business, like marketing costs, tax, wages, operational costs, warehousing costs. Shipping is costly. There's so many costs. It's too many to list, but I'm on top of it all.
Now let's talk about the risks of getting into this kind of business.
Talked about briefly about the personal risk that's involved with making a decision between your financial safety net and trying your business idea. But let's talk about like the actual risks associated with running the business. So the business environment that we operate under is called e-commerce, which is selling products or services online. So as an e-commerce business, we don't need to have a brick and mortar shop, even though we're a fashion store, for people to find us and purchase from us. That's what the internet is for. So it's really helped to reduce some of that financial risk when you're in the business startup phase. I'd say one of the main risks in having a product-based business, though, is purchasing too much stock that won't sell and having all of your cash flow locked up in stock that isn't selling. And that is something that can prevent your business from scaling. Yeah, so that's one risk. If you're a fashion business with a physical store, some of the risks you might encounter is retail space leasing costs. That's really expensive. Overheads, staff wages. There's all these things you have to pay for, which can be risky when foot traffic into your store isn't as high as you hoped. So unfortunately, there's business risk no matter what business strategy you encounter or do or try. It's just part of doing business. It's all about weighing up risks and problem solving through that.
Madami nag-order sa kanila ha, online po. Minsan sa US, di ba? Sa US, even in the UK, di ba? Madami nag-order sa inyo. Will you have a brick and mortar store soon? Or is it just going to be, you know, purely e-commerce? Tell us about that.
That's a great question. So our business is constantly scaling. We've quadrupled our revenue this year compared to previous years, which has enabled me to work in the business full time. And because we're in e-commerce, our scaling strategy is actually more focused on our international and online market rather than looking at having physical store locations around Australia, for instance. Many successful fashion brands are fully online and you don't need to have a physical store, like Shopo, for example. The way people are shopping is changing and has been changing for years now. And a lot of the focus is in the digital space. It's important to know your market well and understand consumer behaviors. So our online market is actually very different to our customers who prefer to shop in person, for instance. They've got very different fashion tastes, different age demographics, and different budgets compared to our online customers. But we do cater to our local market here in Brisbane by allowing in-person sales by appointment and hosting pop-up stores at Filipino festivals. So perhaps in the future, we might do pop-up stores at Filipino festivals around Australia. We have been approached by SM Malls in the Philippines to host pop-up stores, so we'll definitely be doing that in the future.
So I was wondering about working with influencers and how you deal with, you know, social media. Do you think that it would actually contribute to revenues? Do you think it would translate to sales?
Yeah, that is a really great question. So many years ago, yes, it would like translate into revenue and sales. And you can actually track how it's going based on like key performance indicators that you set up online. But the real reason why you would probably want to have influencers is for content purposes, for your marketing, and for increasing awareness of your brand. So you're actually paying for, or the engagement you have with influencers, whether it's paid partnerships or collaboration, is to access their audience. So if they've got a number of followers that are very engaged with their accounts, that's people that can now see your brand and potentially purchase. Social media is a full-time job. I really should hire someone to do it full-time, because you've got multiple social media channels to oversee. You've got Facebook, you've got Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever you sell online on, that's what you have to be producing content for. So, and responding to comments, customer messages, enjoy watching and following your story is super important for your business success.
Final message, Luisa, sa mga gustong kumita ng extra.
I'm a product-focused entrepreneur with two product-based businesses that have been successful, Mestiza Filipina and The Mask Boutique from the pandemic. And from my wisdom, this is what I have to say. When you wait for your product to be perfect, you're too late. Some people spend years perfecting their business idea before they even start selling it, and your business could be earning money during that time. You could quickly find out that your business idea might not be something that people are interested in buying. That is valuable time and money saved, so you can try something else or improve your product or marketing strategy. But your business idea does not have to be perfect. You just have to make a start. So if you have a business idea, firstly, do some market research, then try it out as soon as you can with the funds and the time that you have available, even if it's not much, and just make improvements as you go along. The small amounts of time you spend every day on your business adds up hugely later down the track. So keep going, don't give up, and you got this.
Thank you so much, kay Dr. Luisa Parkinson. Thank you, Luisa.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Papakinggan itong podcast at www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.